And so my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and being short with my wife. I said that earlier. I said being a jerk to my wife. That's probably maybe more appropriate, but that's what I'm recovering from this week. And I want to tell you a little bit about our house. So if you ever come over to our house, and I hope some of you get to sometime, not because it's a cool house, but because it'd be nice to have you there. But if you do, you know, there's some people like when they walk into a new house, and ours isn't new, they walk into a house, they'll take their shoes off, you know, at the entryway. I'm telling you, keep your shoes on if you come to our house, because we got little people. Our boy's almost 4, our daughter's 2, we got 1 on the way. Our carpets are disgusting because of these little people and what they do. I mean, spilled milk, spilled juice, spilled diapers, if you know what I mean. They'll get out of the bath and go rogue. They just start running around the house, and they don't know any better, man. They don't know where their business belongs, and so keep your shoes on if you visit our house. But anyway, because of that reason, I was like, maybe we need a new carpet. So this carpet guy comes out to the house. I didn't know they do house calls. They do. They came out, and he's giving me the whole pitch and measuring the floors and all this stuff. And we sit down to have the talk, you know, about cost. And we're sitting there, and he goes through his spiel, and he's like, what kind of carpet do you want? And I'm like, man, the kind that is stain resistant, because I got these kids, you know, they're wonderful, but man. And he's like, well, that's fine, but what really matters, what kind of carpet mat are you going to get? I was like, I don't know. What do you think I should get? You know, sales guy. And he's like, well, it's really important what carpet mat you get. And I'm like, you know what? We'll probably just go with whatever's cheapest, because already what you're talking about with carpet, we're probably not going to be able to afford. So just whatever's cheap. I mean, you can't even see it, right? Like, and I don't care how it feels, actually. We just need to improve the look. And he's like, he kind of shuts his book and gives me a stern parental look. And he's like, with all due respect, the carpet mat is the most important part. I'm like, okay, sure it is. You get commission on the carpet mat, don't you? And he's like, I was like, oh, really? So why is that? Humor me. And he's like, well, you've ever had those stains that you clean, and then after you walk on them again, they're back again? And I was like, okay, now I'm listening. Now I'm listening, because yes, we clean my son's floor and it's back. Like, it's like magic reappearing stain. And he's like, well, that's because your stain is not actually in your carpet. It's gone through. You've cleaned your carpet. It's now in the mat. And whenever you step on the mat, whenever pressure is applied, it's just absorbed in there. It's just a stain sponge. And so you step on it and it comes back up through, and then you got your stain on the carpet again. I'm like, dude, that's incredible. No one's ever told me this. You'd sell more carpet if you guys would talk about carpet mats. You should talk about carpet mats. He's like, I know, I do. So all that being said, poor guy didn't buy anything from him. But I took away this incredible lesson, because I was like, I couldn't afford it. You know, you had a carpet mat. I'm like, I'm out. Thanks for the visit and the illustration, though. I'm listening. I'm like, dude, that's my life. That's my whole life. Is all through my life, I had these stains of alcoholism and unforgiveness and lust and performance and pride and people-pleasing. I got these stains, and I would try to do better. I'd wake up and be like, man, I'm not going to get drunk again. I'm not going to get high again. I'm not going to pick pills again. I'm not going to look at porn again. I'm not going to mess around with girls again. And they come back, man. These stains come back. It's because it was within me. And so whenever there was any pressure, so to say, that stain just comes right back out. And so I didn't need a new carpet to cover me, a new try harder, new do better. That wasn't going to fix me. I needed something within. I needed something underneath. And see, my buddy Jonathan, the carpet guy, he said, you need something impermeable to where those stains can't get in. And what we need is Jesus to change our heart, because our hearts are just full of stains. Of sin. And so when there's any pressure, it just comes right back out. But Jesus alone can give you a new heart. He gives you a new heart. So when the pressure comes, I'm not saying you won't still sin again. I mean, like I told you, I was short with my wife last night. We will. We'll still sin again, but those stains won't remain. Instead, we are made clean and new. Not better, not new carpet overhaul, made new. Period. And you're probably thinking, did you just call Jesus a carpet mat? No, he's like a carpet mat. It's a simile and not a metaphor. But he's like it because he's underneath, gives us a new heart, And he cleanses us from within and removes all those stains. Let me read that to you from Isaiah 53. Jesus, the one that we worship. But he was pierced for our transgressions, our sins. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him, the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Took our sin, laid it on Jesus, took Jesus' righteousness and laid it on us. Removed the stains forever. Gave us a new heart. Took away the heart of stone, gave us a heart of flesh. Put his spirit in us so that we would be made new. And that is what regeneration means. The word regeneration means to be made new. Not better, new. Born again, new. That is the offer here tonight and in Jesus Christ for every single person. And so welcome here to Regeneration. We thank God for you. There's probably 50 people in here that have never been here before. It takes a lot of guts, and we welcome you especially to be in here with us. We're thankful that you're here. I know it's scary, but I wouldn't waste my time, and these 1,000 people wouldn't waste theirs. If the promises that I just read and told you about were not true, what he has done for me, he will do for you. He remains the same.